Welcome back to Revive Nations podcast. Revive Nations is a global ministry with one mission: to raise an army of Jesus lovers around the world. Prepare your heart to receive something fresh from the voice of God, Prophet Shaiju Matthew, and be revived, renewed, and restored.
Please, can I bother you a bit? What if some blessings that were supposed to have come to you already has not come to you because God saw that you're too afraid? That God saw that if He gave you that blessing would collapse you. So some blessings that should have come to you already did not come to you because you were not ready for the blessing. The blessing, as much as you say, "I'm waiting for the blessing was waiting for you. And the blessing is looking and saying, "But you're not ready for it. You're still scared. You're still anxious. You're still losing your peace. I want to be blessed, but I'm not ready." Talk to me. So God is saying, "It's okay. I'll take them under the root, because they've not developed themselves." Could it be possible that in your destiny you were supposed to be a millionaire? Hey, stop wrong theologies. If it's really supposed to be yours, it will really come to you. Really? Really? Is that biblical? Find me the verse. Huh? Find me the verse where it says, if it's really supposed to be yours, it'll come to you. It's not there in the verse. That's world's theology. It is not biblical theology. In the word of God, the kingdom suffers. And the cute Christian receives manna. You're waiting for it to fall into your feet. No, it says the kingdom suffers violence. And the violent take it. Buy. So question. So you're telling me that if I'm not blessed, it is not because it is not my time. Because that's what some people are saying. Oh, when it is my time. Have you looked yourself? What time? What time? You're waiting for time to come to you when you are supposed to go into your time. I want you to remember this. Destiny is not coming to you. You are walking into your destiny. Stop waiting for your destiny to come to you. It is time for you to walk into your destiny. Who said it'll come to you if it is time? Who said it'll come to you if it is time? You're reading a verse where the Bible is saying, God is saying, "I want to give them, but I see they'll change their minds and be a slave. They will choose being a slave. So forget it. I'm not giving them this blessing." The greatest blessing is not something physical. It's time. So they could have reached the promised land in 10 days. 10, they could not handle 10 days of chaos. 10 days of chaos. 10 days of bloodshed. 10 days of battle cries. 10 days of giants of Philistines coming to scare them. You know the kind of giants that you see in nightmares? Yes. 10 days of that. 10 days of that. 10 days of wild beasts attacking them. 10 days of terror. They said, "It's too scary. It's too scary." They fed us breakfast, lunch, and dinner in Egypt. They gave us cucumbers and watermelon. I said, "Send us back to watermelon, the watermelon." God is saying, "I'm going to give you houses that you've not built, vineyards that you've not planted, wells that you have not..." No, watermelon. I want cereals in the morning. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Some people prefer to be spoon-fed. I'm raising a different kind of a generation here. There must be a part of you that is a lamb towards the people. But there must be a part of you that's a lion against every work of the enemy. The violent shall take it by. Give him something to work with. Expand. Why is it that you don't believe in the grace of God that is on your life? Talk to me. Why is it that you don't believe in the grace of God that is on your life? There is a boss who is making a lot of money because he believed in the grace of God that is on your life. There are companies waiting to hire you because they believe on the grace of God that is on your life. It is time for you to believe it yourself. Imagine how much money you've made for your company. How much a blessing. Your boss didn't even know how to do it. He had to hire you. He didn't know how to do it. He came searching for you, paid you money, committed to pay your money every month because he needed you. And you think you need your boss. That confusion, let it break today. Let my people go. God is not coming for a weak bride. He's coming for a bride that is blessed. He's coming for an intelligent bride. He's not coming for foolish virgins. He's coming for an intelligent bride. Give God an opportunity to bless the work of your hands. You can't tell me you have the grace to do one job, two job, three job, and you are so blessed. No. Time to start your own company. Hey. Is it connected? Is it connected? Is your spirituality connected to your wealth? I can promise you it is. If not, why did God care for them to come out of Egypt to worship him? He said, if you're going to worship me, you cannot worship in Egypt. So go tell Pharaoh, I need to go worship God. But I can't worship him everywhere. Did you hear me? If I could worship him everywhere, let me go to hell. Oh, you can worship God anywhere. Go to hell. I'd like to see you worship God from there. Did you hear what I said? You're silent now. They came to Pharaoh and said, no, we can't worship this God from here. He's coming to them and said, go tell Pharaoh, the way my God prefers me to worship is I leave bondage, I leave slavery, I get out to a place of freedom. I want open air. I don't want you breathing threats on my neck. I need freedom. Set me free so I can go worship God. I can't be bound and in limitation and worship God the way he prefers. Why didn't he come to Paul in silence and say, you men of God, be humble, keep the chains on, and try to clap hands with the chains on. You're doing a good job. Sing a little louder. But be humble enough to worship God in the jail with your chains. No, that is not preferred manner of worship to my God. My God has a preference. I don't know about your God. My God, he likes certain things in a certain way. And the certain way is let my people. So if you're going to worship me, he prefers the chains to break. If you're going to worship me, God says, I prefer you to be free in your mind, in your heart, in your finances, in your marriage. Somebody shout freedom. Let me free. Have you seen somebody that is going through poverty clap hands? Have you seen? You can't worship God out of a limitation. But when somebody is blessed, you can worship God free. God wants to set you free to worship Him. And you know, I like this God. See, you know what? What God said, it is not enough that you guys worship me for free. In fact, when you're leaving Egypt, make sure to borrow all the jewelry. And in fact, God caused them to have favor. So they would come and say, can I borrow your earrings? They would be like, why just earrings? Take my necklace also. You know, hey, by the way, I have a necklace that was passed down from my father's father. Take that also. They got favor. They emptied the treasury and gave it into the hands of Israelites. And God said, now. Now you're ready to worship. Now. You're not getting it. You see, when there is a lack in your spirit, when there is a lack, you want a nice shoe, you went to the shop and you found out that you can't afford that shoe. Now your spirit is cranking. So you say, bless the Lord, crank, crank, oh my, crank. And then you look around, you see the brother sitting next to you, nice shoes. Oh, crank, crank. You understand what I'm saying? That worship is not pure. That worship is cranking a lot. That worship is not testifying the goodness of God. That worship is doubting God's blessings. I don't know about your God, but my God. If your God is dead, come try mine. Because this God is saying, I like you blessed. Overflowing. So that when your spirit is singing, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Hey. Worship. So when your spirit is singing that song, oh, you're really blessing the Lord. Your chains are breaking this morning. I said your chains are breaking this morning. Can you understand the preference of God? And God is saying that pre-adventure, they will see the battles.
Lest peradventure, the people repent when they see war.
Ah. Please, I want you to see this. They're leaving Egypt. That's the promised land. God is saying, I can't trust them with this trial. Look at your neighbor and say, can God trust you with this trial? Well, he's saying that by the time you get here, you're still halfway away from slavery. Halfway into your promise. Halfway into your slavery. Everybody say, halfway into your promise. Halfway. You're stuck mid. God is saying, I can't trust you with this trial. I can't trust you through this temptation. Because if I give you an option to choose, you would still choose slavery. So this temptation is too much that you would prefer choosing being bound than choosing to fight and be free. Are you following what I'm saying? That means what was needed, please don't miss this, was they had to be so far from the past and closer the promise so that the past does not have the ability to draw them back. Your memory of your past has to be far. You can't be sitting and thinking about your ex every day. I lost you. You didn't see that coming. You can't be sitting and thinking about who hurt you. You can't be sitting and thinking of what happened 10 years ago. It's 10 years ago and you're still thinking about it. The problem with that is that you're halfway into your destiny and halfway from your slavery. And the distance between your slavery and your promise is not different. So God is saying that if I let my hand go, these guys were automatically sucked into their past. And they will begin to make the same mistakes that I delivered them from. When you leave from this place, can God trust you to be loyal? Can God trust you to be faithful? Because you didn't come for a man. You came for Jesus. Does God have to monitor you? Can God trust you with maturity? You're not going where the drama is. You're going where God has planted you. This is our life. We did not sign up for cute Christianity. We signed up for victory over victory over victory over victory over victory. There cannot be victory without battles. There cannot be victory without battles. No, child of God. No, no, no. You're saying, God bless me. You're saying, God, sign me up for a battle. When you say, God bless me, you're saying, God, sign me up for a mental pressure. The pressure that I've never had before. That's when you know it's a test. If it's the same pressure that you faced last year that you're facing this year, how can that be a test? When you say, God bless me, you're saying, sign me up for the next level of pressure. Can God trust you that the next test that He allows, that the distance between your past and your present is not too far? That He is worried that you will go back, because the distance between your past and present is not too far. Increase the distance, child of God. Increase the distance between your past and your present. The distance between the hurtful words of your wife. Why is it still in your memory so loud? Why is it that you still haven't forgiven her? Why is it that you still not forgiven him? The distance between your past and present, it's closing in. You're going to get squashed. Tell of God. Yes. Push it away. Yes, yes. Push it away. Child of God, push it away. Yes. Child of God, push it away. Yes. I know you don't see it, but there is a promised land waiting for you. Yes. In your mind, push it away. Yes. In your spirit, push it away. Yes. Ah! I was talking to somebody and I said, as long as you are on earth, you're going to have temptations. Unless you want to be a hermit and go up Himalayas and see no human being. It's a different story. But as long as you are on earth, you cannot avoid living in a world with temptations. Stop feeling guilty and condemned about those temptations, because as long as you are human, that is why Apostle Paul is saying, who will deliver me, oh wretched man I am? Who is going to get, he's saying, kill me. Because the only way I can escape those temptations, if I am dead in my physical body, as long as I'm in my physical body, I will have temptations. But guess what? The distance between me and that will be so far that it has no power over me. It's there. It's there. It's there. If I want, I can think of it. If I want, I can go visit it. Like, oh, greet. Oh, it's been a long time. I go for a coffee. Am I helping somebody?
Yes.
It's there. You can't act blind. No faith is going to make it disappear. No fasting and prayer is going to make her less sexy. Some of you are fasting and praying. God, if I fast a little more. No. Let that be there. But you distance yourself. Listen. I know for a fact that the brothers want to clap, but they are afraid to clap. They say, my wife is sitting next to me. If I clap now, I'm in trouble. It's okay. This one, I let you act on this one. Some of you are praying for your past to disappear. But what you need to understand is your past is what is going to make you stronger. Because Satan can enslave you in something that you didn't know could enslave you. Yeah, you missed it. One more time. Satan can enslave you in a system that you didn't know was capable to enslave somebody as intelligent as you. So that past is what is now making you the strongest. Because now you know, hey, hold on. I made certain decisions in my past that got me enslaved to a system. I refuse to be a slave of that system ever again. So some of you are saying, I just wish that my past could disappear. No, no, no. Then you'll be stupid again. Make stupid decisions again. No, 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 no. That is your strength. That is why Paul is like, God, remove this stone. And God is like, relax, my apostle. Relaxed. Relax, my apostle. My grace is sufficient for thee. It is made manifest in your weakness. Child of God, in your weakness, there is a manifestation of grace. In your weakness, there is a what? Manifestation of grace. Look at your neighbor and tell them, you have manifestation of grace. Because of your weakness. Because of your weakness. Stress that point a little more. Tell them. Because of your weakness. Come on, tell them. Because of your weakness. Because of your weakness. Grace is going to manifest. Rato kaza. Because, not because of you have arrived. Not because you are perfect. But because you are not perfect. Grace is going to manifest.
Hello, welcome to Revive Nations. I am Tini Matthew, and we are so glad that you could join us on this broadcast. Thank you for being part of this Jesus journey with us, and I believe that this word that you have been hearing week after week has not only encouraged you but uplifted your spirit and given you breakthrough in areas that you need. And I just want to take this moment to thank all the partners who have been partnering with us. Thank you for your generosity. May the Lord continue to bless you. Now we have also made this easy. You can download the Shaiju Matthew app, which is available on both Android and Apple. So until we meet again, stay under the mighty hand of God. God bless you all and shalom.
Many of us love Jesus by our words, Facebook posts, and scripture quotes. But when God wanted to show us how much He loved us, He gave up His only begotten Son. He's not looking for part-time Christians, nor a portion of surrender, or a fraction of obedience. He is waiting for us to empty ourselves. He's not asking us for some things. He's asking us for everything. And Jesus is the only person who has the right to ask us for everything because He gave us everything.
passionate, powerful, and prophetic. New designs now available.
Have a little one that you desire to see grow in the things of God? Subscribe to Revive Nations Kids on YouTube for an exciting array of programs every week.
Exclusive designs and arts available. Find inspiring and passionate statements to wear at our Jesus Lovers Creation store. Ever desired to have a physical piece of heaven? Now you can with some beautiful prophetic art from Shaiju Matthew. Get artwork on Jesus Lovers at His Feet, The Alabaster Jar, Arise from Discouragements, Fearless in the Storms, and more. And don't forget to pick up your own copy of His Nearness book. All these resources and more now available at your fingertips when you download the Shaiju Matthew app. Sermons, music, wallpapers, mentorship classes, and more. Find the Shaiju Matthew app now available on iOS and Android platforms. Remember to buy and tag us on your favorite social media. At Jesus Lovers Creation, at Shaiju Matthew, and at Teeny SM.
RevivedNations.tv is now open to live participation to our services. Distance is not a barrier to God. RevivedNations.tv is now open to live participation to our services.